People are taking long weekends to get away this winter. Tourism is doing okay in most areas of the state, unless the area depends on getting lots of snow.
I have a resort down in the Hayward area. This is the first year we've stayed open for snowmobiling, and I couldn't have picked a worse year to stay open for snowmobiling.
That's Tourism Secretary Moose Spiros. Except for the Lake Superior snow belt, which has been getting snow, he says areas traditionally dotted with snowmobilers and skiers are having trouble.
No, they're not making do. It's very difficult. I think this is the deepest I've ever seen it go into the winter without significant snow. I've been here 26 years, and the last four out of five have not been good. But this has been the worst one, and it will have an economic impact on the state and the local communities.
Spiro suggests trying to open resorts early for spring and stay open later in the fall to make up for the losses. Ironically, the 9/11 attacks have not kept people from taking time out. He says Wisconsin is a family destination, and autumn tourism was actually up last year.
We all had an inclination to go back to family and bond after this. We saw how quick it can be taken from you. Don't miss an opportunity to share with each other. So we think Wisconsin is just, we're postured to doing that.
Winter tourism accounts for $3 billion of the overall $10 billion spent by vacationers every year in Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.